Hi, you're listening to the My Body, My Story podcast.
I do believe we all need mothers, mentors, even virtual mothers that I've adopted throughout my life are powerful women daring to be themselves in the world, speak up.
This is the 45 over 45 chapter where we celebrate rule breakers and role models, the women who inspire us to live life our way and to show their sensuality, beauty, soul, and true essence. Here, we talk about what it's like to be 45 plus, adjusting to the changes that come with time, and we listen to the stories of our participants. If you have an interesting story, we'd love for you to participate. You can email us at info@alexandrawalker.com. That's Alexandra spelt with a K-S. Or visit our website, alexandrawalker.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to My Body, My Story podcast. And today with us, Netta in the studio. And while she's sitting in the makeup chair and Chitra's doing makeup for her, I'll be asking her a few questions. Hi, Netta.
Hi,
Alexandra. Welcome to the studio. Welcome to the project.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Very exciting.
So let's start our conversation and tell us 10 facts about yourself.
All right. Let's start with the obvious. I turned 45 this year. Mm-hmm. I am a clinical psychologist and a psychotherapist. I'm a mother of three. Mm-hmm. I came to Australia 4.5, 5 years ago. I am leading a team of females, gorgeous females, in a non-for-profit organization. Mm-hmm. On my spare time, I love playing volleyball, listening to podcasts, listening to audiobooks. Mm-hmm. Meditating, practicing yoga, walking and running, and just chilling out.
Sounds like everything to do with self-development.
Love it. Absolutely love it. I have a PhD, so I'm also a doctor, but not wearing that very often. I believe we're all students of life. Yeah.
So what is it? Is it PhD in
psychology?
Psychology.
Clinical psychology, yeah. Mm,
so that's nice. And you said you came here like almost 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Where did you live before?
I moved from Israel.
Oh,
Israel,
wow.
Is my home, yeah. So I'm lucky to call Australia home nowadays, but I was born and raised in Israel.
Mm-hmm. Which I always love. Wanted to go there and visit the Dead Sea. And
Israel is a beautiful, beautiful place to visit, and beautiful places, beautiful people.
Yeah.
So family, friends, all back in Israel. And coming to Australia for me was really a beautiful adventure that I feel super grateful for.
So you mentioned that you have three kids. Are they adults? So how old they are?
Yeah. So my oldest is my oldest daughter is 17 years old. Mm-hmm. My son is 14 years old, and my daughter is almost 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you have a mixture, like teenagers and almost a teenager.
Absolutely. It's quite a transition. Quite a transition in motherhood to become a mother for teenagers, that's for sure.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Chitra probably can relate as well.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
So you mentioned that you have you work for a non-profit organization. Do you have your own practice, like your
Absolutely.
Private practice?
Yes. So aside from my management role and you know, contributing to non-for-profit, mm-hmm. Which I absolutely love, I have my private practice.
Mm-hmm.
I see clients for psychotherapy, counseling, couples, individuals, and empowerment mentoring programs. Mm-hmm. I love working with women, mm-hmm. empowering women. So that's
where they can find you.
Where you can find me. So probably via my website, nettafleiderman.com. Mm-hmm. That's my website. You can read more about me, my background, my approach, who I am, and feel a bit of my vibe. I'm actually here across the street in the CBD. So for face-to-face sessions, I have a practice here in the CBD, Sydney.
That's great.
And online, obviously, in today's world, I do. Yeah, I do Zoom. So I see people from all around the world, actually.
So what's your favorite? I know every psychotherapist, they have their favorite themes. So you said you like empowering women. And so is that like you work with... because I know that some specializing in teenagers, some with women or couples counseling, or like what's your specialization? Yeah.
So favorite area would be definitely adults, couples and individuals. So my approach to mental health is a bit different than the conservative medical model. So I see symptoms of mental health, whichever symptoms that can be diagnosed in various names like depression, anxiety, and so forth. So these symptoms are just expression of something deeper rooted in our upbringing, in our life circumstances. So that's, you know, trauma is my language. Trauma-informed counseling is what I specialize in. And I think the word trauma has pretty bad public relations. So people assume that trauma is the big event that happened to you. And actually, trauma is something a little different. Trauma, I can say more about that, but, you know, that would take us somewhere else. But I do believe we all are experiencing trauma impacts. We're just not as educated around what are trauma impacts and how can we navigate and heal from that. So I'm a big believer in transformation and healing. So that's my favorite work. And that type of work you can actually do with any diagnose or any presentation at any stage of life. So my favorite part is to see the transformation happening in the therapy room or outside of therapy room, because I work with groups as well. So that's with females coming together nowadays, such as your beautiful project and other initiatives around the world. This is a very exciting time to be living.
Yeah, that's true. So as you know, that our project is about women after 40, in their 40s, 50s, 60s, etc. And it's the age when we start feeling some changes in our body, mental changes, and we see, we notice that we are not as we used to be, like in a good way and a bad way as well. And so, but what does aging means to you?
My personal experience with aging includes a lot of growth and journey of learning how to love myself and how to look after myself and how to put boundaries and how to actually go inside and seek my answers and path inside myself. So for me, it's a journey that is very much connected, mind and body. I know we live in culture that is obsessed about body, body image, focus on the external and how we look and how we show up externally. But this is not really a disconnected As I see it, it's body and mind are connected. So the journey for me is an internal journey. I find myself loving my body much more than I loved my body in my 20s and 30s. So my relationship with my body is much more caring, loving, compassionate So I can have so much more fun with my body as a result of that. So true, there are changes, but what I feel is as I grow, I can embrace much more self-love toward mm-hmm. the changes and see them as wiser me, mm-hmm. More powerful me, which is the personal experience with aging. And with menopause kicking in very early for me, these are really challenges of transition and how can we embrace changes and not hang on to the never moving scenario.
Mm.
Yeah.
I love this question, which is very psychological. Mm-hmm. So if you could go back to any age, what would it be and why? And what advice would you give yourself at this age?
Oh, I love that question. I love it because it has that therapeutic vibe of actually going back. Mm-hmm. So I would answer from a place of, I wouldn't want to go back to any age with how I was at that age. I would take the wisdom of today with me. Mm-hmm. So if I could go back to, let's say, 25 years old me or 30 years old me with the wisdom that I have today, mm-hmm. I would go back and just let myself know that the validation is not gonna arrive externally. This is a journey of going inside and agreeing to celebrate my gifts and my uniqueness in the world, and no need to wait for that. No need to wait for the external validation, external relationships that would make me feel that. I can make me feel that. It's a journey. It's work. It's hard work. You need to do the emotional work to get there. But yeah, I would tell them, let's do it. No need to wait.
Do you think that the nowadays generation, they're more confident, or they still need this, they pretend that they're more confident, that they still need this validation because it's to do with the wisdom, like mm-hmm. you have to go through certain stages of life. What do you think about that?
That's such a good question. Such a good question. Having, you know, being a mother for teenagers, you could see that they live in a different world, mm-hmm. with a world of more options for women. Mm. we can do things today that we couldn't not so long ago. Mm. So it's a different world, and the discussion around diversity and power is very explicit. So I think from that angle, they're much more educated mm-hmm. and free to speak up. But at the same time, I think we still live in a world even more so with social media, Photoshop, editing, etc. It's pretty difficult, and we're prone to perfectionism and really be quite obsessed about appearance and mm-hmm. the illusion of that's how we're gonna feel happy. Yeah. That's one big fat illusion.
Yeah. So it's just like we think that we are more confident, but still it's the...
There is a way to go.
Yeah.
There is a way to go. I think they have more access to power, information,
yes.
education mm. that is the pathway and coming together. So social media also allowed us to reach out to each other,
yes.
connect and empower each other.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
That was one of the reasons why we started this project, in hope that maybe we can reach some, at least some of young women, and they can hear us and learn from our mistakes.
Yeah.
And not to, as I heard somewhere, that women, they develop faster if they learn through other women's mistakes, and men develop faster when they do their own.
Wow, that's so wise.
Yeah.
I do believe we all need mothers, mentors, and my best mentors and even virtual mothers that I've adopted throughout my life are powerful women daring to be themselves in the world, mm-hmm. speak up, and show up with our vulnerability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's move to body image conversation, which you already touched on that. And so if your body could talk, it's also a very psychological question. Mm-hmm. If your body could talk, what do you think it would ask you or tell you?
Mm. Oh, I love this question. If my body could talk, it would tell me, why did it take you so long to notice me and look after me? Oh my God. But thank you for finally doing it. I think that would be my authentic bodily response to your question.
Great answer. Great answer. Love it. So, but what do you think are the main causes of body image issues? And of course, you as a psychologist probably know different reasons for that, and at least main reasons.
Yeah.
Main causes of that.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a part for all of us. It's probably embedded in our personal stories, but also the cultural stories and the cultural lies that we've been told for years.
So I
think we really gave up on our control. We didn't have much choice around body image as well. So we're looking for the standards externally. We're really looking for how we should look externally. We've been told constantly by media, anywhere you look, what's the beauty ideal. And we buy that. We believe that. We buy that. And we develop that kind of self-hatred toward our own beautiful natural bodies. Mm. So that would be one big reason that I constantly see. So relying on external standards, and we believe these lies we've been told. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, I think we're learning from each other. We're learning from each other. So if I grow up in a house where my mom is not happy about her body, and I can see that in her body language, and frankly, it doesn't matter if she's going to say all the right words, if her energy is self-loading not happy inside her body, I'll pick up on that as a young girl. Mm-hmm. And I will internalize that, and I would need to do much more work internally to love my own body if it doesn't sit with a beauty ideal, which is rare. Who of us really sits with the body ideal? With a beauty ideal. So that's a big personal impact that, you know, mothers to daughters, we've inherited some of that unintentionally, all the good intentions, but yeah.
It's interesting. I'm thinking about my story in that sense, and thinking at my home mom always were, she was very confident, and the time I lived in the family, I never had any issues thinking that I have something wrong with my body. But the moment I moved to Dubai, I lived there for 13 years, mm-hmm. I start feeling this pressure, because that's the place where everyone is trying to look great for one or another reason. I'm not gonna go into reasons for that.
Yeah.
And suddenly I start feeling this pressure. Oh, my nose is not right. My eyes are not right. Oh, my eyelashes are not full enough. Oh my God, you know, and it was so intense.
Wow.
So the pressure of environment, even though I grew up in a family where I never had these issues, or maybe I had somewhere deep and it's just burst in Dubai, but it was just very interesting thing for me.
Wow. And that is so interesting. And that's exactly what I mean. It's internal and external constantly. And there is so much pressure that can come from inside and outside. And that's why I'm a big believer of, this is a term that Elizabeth Laser, one of the mothers I've adopted throughout the years, her wonderful book, Cassandra Speaks, is one that I keep on recommending every female I meet. Mm-hmm. But she says, the work is around innervism and activism and innervism. So we do the work internally and then we do it in the world. And I think that's how we grow most. Yeah. So just noticing what you shared with me is so powerful, to realize how much external pressure we have to be something. Yeah. Who said that's a beauty ideal? Yeah.
Thanks God in Australia, this pressure is not there. Like, it's the moment I moved here, I stopped feeling that pressure.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very natural environment here. The women look up to themselves. Hear. Yes. And yeah. I can see also some try to do artificial looks, but it's not that bad.
As yeah.
So how do you believe the negative body image affects relationships? Do you believe it can affect it?
Oh, yeah, I think we're bringing that to relationships. And I think we're putting, if we're going to the arena of talking about relationships, we bring so many unrealistic expectations to our relationships, expectations to fix our body image, to fix how we feel, to make us feel whole and worthy and validate ourselves, which that's again putting those unrealistic expectations on something external. As much as relationships can be profound, powerful, and supportive, that doesn't come from there. Mm-hmm. The work is internal. So if I live with body shame and trauma that I haven't touched upon and I haven't healed from, my relationship is not going to really make me feel better. Mm-hmm. That's a one big illusion that I think we, in this modern times, we're putting everything, all expectations on relationships for love, for passion, for feeling better, for fulfillment, feeling excitement, feeling safety. It's just practically impossible. Yeah. So we're setting them for big conflicts and sometimes failure by doing that and being unaware that this is actually an internal work. Yeah.
And also it's not our look what can change the relationship. Sometimes when we have problems in the other way around as well, when we have problems in our relationship, our look has nothing to do with that.
No.
We don't need to boost ourselves with the artificial lips, boobs and whatever, because if relationships are broken, then it's nothing to do with the way we look.
No, nothing to do with look. Really nothing to do with look. Yeah.
How do you usually overcome body-related insecurities? Because everyone has them, sometimes they come up. And do you have ways of bringing yourself into the body shape you want, or state, let's put it this way?
Mm-hmm.
And also the question is, have it changed with age, the methods, these methods?
Absolutely changed with age. So in my household, my mom was like constantly dieting, fighting her body weight. So when I was in my 20s, that would be my immediate go-to, thinking like, oh, I need to exercise more to look better, to lose weight, to shape my shape. That would be my automatic thinking. Well, nowadays I would never go there. So I could recognize the automatic patterns,
mm-hmm.
automatic thoughts that will come up, but already knowing that that's not leading to feeling better about myself. What I would do nowadays is find kind, loving, fun, erotic way to connect with my body. I'll go dancing, I'll go free dancing, I'll take a bath, I'll go for a run. I will use my erotic energy to feel great, move energy in my body. Yeah, I would go inwards. I wouldn't choose any of the techniques of changing the way I look or transforming myself externally. Yeah.
Excellent. And my last question, and I always love it. as we have so sometimes similar and different answers to that, what is your favorite quote about being a woman?
Oh my God. That was a hard one because I keep on reading and
you
and
probably have a lot.
I have so many, but definitely the one that I knew immediately that I want to share as, you know, maybe it would reach a wider audience of women is a quote by Clarissa Pinkola Estes, which I recommend any woman to at least read. The woman who runs with the wolves, but and there are a few that I love, but the one I chose was that just because a woman is silent does not mean she agrees, and that's from The Dangerous Old Woman by Clarissa Pinkola Estes. So that's relevant for sexuality, for speaking out, for living your purpose. The fact that we stay silent doesn't mean we agree. And this is a time for me personally and calling my sisters to show up and speak up and have a voice. Yeah. And thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you for coming here and sharing your story, and such a great quote and such a great finale of the episode. And I hope you will enjoy the rest of your day and the photo shoot, and you'll have a great experience with us.
Thanks so much. Very excited.
If you have an interesting story, we'd love for you to participate. You can email us at info@alexandrawalker.com. That's Alexandra spelt with a K-S. Or visit our website, alexandrawalker.com.